prayer of a righteous man availeth much. A fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But before we talk about the beautiful prayer of Stephen, I think it's necessary to have some background about Stephen. As you know, he was one of the deacons that was appointed, selected by the church when the sisters and the widows of the church in Jerusalem, who were of the Hellenists, that is, the Jews who spoke Greek, were not receiving the proper ministration. And so they selected seven deacons, of which Stephen was one. This is all found in the book of Acts in the sixth chapter. And another important thing to note at this time is that as the word of the Lord started to be disseminated through natural Israel, because God was still dealing with natural Israel, he was not going to the Gentiles as yet, it was finding a spot in the hearts of these brethren, and some of those that were in Jerusalem who came from other lands. And these were Hellenists in Maine, people who had lived in other places. That's why they spoke Greek, because they had lived in other lands. And were in Jerusalem, had heard the word of the Lord, and they too accepted it. And I'm inclined to think that Stephen was one of these. And that's probably one of the reasons why he was appointed as a deacon. Now, in the work that Stephen did, which is all recorded in the 6th and 7th chapter of Acts, we note that he witnessed so effectively for the word of the Lord, so that there were others that were listening and were receiving the word of the Lord. I'd like to just read in the 6th chapter of Acts, starting with the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. I think the diglot brings out that he performed prodigies and signs among the people. And there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And these were the people who were the Hellenists who were disputing with him, the Greek-speaking Jews. And it says in the 10th verse, they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. And so they bribed men to say wrong things, that he had spoken blasphemous words, and they brought him to trial. And what we read then is Stephen's defense before the Sanhedrin. It's all in the 7th chapter of Acts. And after speaking to them about what their fathers had believed, how the Lord was dealing with their fathers, and giving us a very good historical resume of the Lord's dealings with the patriarchs of old, and how it was leading to the nation of Israel and their blessing, he then told the Sanhedrin how they were stiff-necked. They weren't responding. And when he said this in the 51st verse, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, and so do ye. And which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed them before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers? This caused them to get so angry that they grabbed him. They were going to do him harm. And what really precipitated their taking him out to stone him was the fact that he said, being full of the Holy Spirit, as it's recorded in the 55th verse, he looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And that's when they took him and stoned him. And this comes to the beautiful prayer that Stephen gave in his closing moments of life here upon the earth. It says, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, As Stephen was the one who called upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And that reminds us of our Lord's words on the cross. That's exactly the same thing that he said. Receive my spirit. And this indicates the utmost confidence that Stephen had, as our Lord did, in placing everything in the hands of his Father. His life in the hands of his Father. But that's not all. He also said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now, there are similar words that are attributed to Jesus, but they're spurious. They're not found in the oldest manuscript. When he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But I always like to think that that, of course, was the spirit of our Lord on the cross. And that's what that's how he felt. This is the way he would do things, just as Stephen was expressing this very same thing. Now, was his prayer heard? Did the Lord indeed answer Stephen's prayer? Oh, yes. There was one standing there. He was one of those that was instrumental in the death of Stephen. That was Paul. Because as we read in the 8th chapter of Acts, and Saul was consenting unto his death. And Saul heard this prayer. And I am sure, dear friends, that this had a profound effect upon Saul, so that it influenced him in what happened later on. Stephen was saying, they don't know what they're doing. Lord, forgive them. Did the Lord forgive Saul? Yes, he did. And he called them, he selected him. And there was nobody else that the Lord could really use in this way except a man like Saul. And he gave him such great knowledge. But you have to keep in mind that all of this that happened made Saul humble. And that's why he said, I'm the least of the apostles because I persecuted the church of God. But there's another thing that's involved here, dear friends, and that has to do with the work of the Lord going out now beyond Jerusalem. Because it says, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And this was the net effect of Stephen's death and being stoned and put to death. And later on, this is mentioned again in the 11th chapter of Acts and the 19th to the 21st verses, where it says, and now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phinehas and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians. These were Gentiles, and not Hellenists, not Greek-speaking Jews, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. So when Stephen prayed, as he did, to forgive the sins of these that had done this to him, he was also recognizing that the Lord's word now was going to be expanded. The Lord blessed this prayer, and it was through this event that the word then went out to these other places. Yes, and that's how the Gentiles came in. But that's not my task. Brother Pilarski is going to tell you about the prayer of Cornelius.